Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You're going to cry. I'm slightly sad.
We
You're
love
gonna
you,
cry.
Man.
I'm
sorry. Right.
Going to cry. You're going to cry.
This is no, a I'm new
not.
Day.
It's okay,
it's a new,
buddy.
New masculinity.
It's the show that it's not
exactly
going to
right.
cry. You might. I'm not. I mean, might, but I'm not. Today, first things first, the coach of the century leaves the team of the century. What's next for everyone involved? Look, we brought out the NFL films. I love it. Meanwhile, we all think the Cowboys roll, but hold on. Does Chris Broussard think a Cowboys F game is on the board? Not even 51%, just on the board.
It's usual.
And finally, it's Thursday, which means it's time for the most motivational segment in all of sports. It's the Bud List alongside Nick Wright. I'm Kevin Wildes. Brew, did anyone almost make the Bud List, what I refer to as the bubble Bud List?
Yeah, a lot of quarterbacks. Josh Allen almost made it. Yeah, you didn't expect me to have an answer?
No, he didn't. He didn't expect
Josh Allen,
an
he was on last week.
Brew, you having an
I gave him
there?
A respite.
Excellent. That
could make
feel
me
better.
Cry.
We start with the end of an era. Bill Belichick leaving the Patriots, team I refer to as America's team, after a 24-year run of dominance. Not all 24 years, but, you know.
Mostly.
Six Super Bowls. He read a prepared statement today. Take a listen.
Good morning. Seen this many cameras since we signed Tebow. Robert and I, after a series of discussions, have mutually agreed to part ways. And for me, this is a day of gratitude and celebration. So many fond memories and thoughts that I think about the Patriots and always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here, but. At this time, we're gonna move on, and I look forward and excited for the future. But always very, very appreciative of the opportunity here, the support here, and what Robert, what you've done for me. Thank you.
Shake your hands.
Move on. Okay. It's a lot. That always be a Patriot thing. That one hit hard.
Yeah.
Usually these are my cool sunglasses. Not always. Brew, your reaction.
Well, look, you guys know.
I did get a little.
All season.
I knew it. He was going to cry.
He got you with the always a Patriot.
Yeah.
All season long, even when Wilds, and this is odd that you're so shaken up because you were calling for his head earlier in the season.
Well, in theory,
you were right
when
there.
When it actually happened.
You were right there. And I've been saying all year, you can't fire Bill Belichick. He's just too much of a legend. I'm sorry. Now, maybe if new ownership came in and it's a whole new regime, like Jerry Jones did with Tom Landry, even that was cold-blooded. It would be, you just can't fire him. And yet, and I think I disagree with you guys on this, yet it was definitely, unequivocally time to go. I don't want to see another game of Belichick in New England, let alone another season. I mean, I just felt like, look, it's over. He is not going to win there anymore. And so how do you handle it when you can't fire him, but it's time to go? And I got to be honest, I think they did a great job of handling it.
That's what I was wondering.
They did a fantastic job.
I agree.
What could have become a very ugly situation, I thought they handled well, and it came off classy. I love Belichick saying I'll always be a Patriot. So it won't be a Jerry Jones, Jimmy Johnson thing. This is going to be fine. Whenever he retires, he'll come back to Foxborough, and it'll be great. So I got to compliment both of them, Kraft and Belichick, for the way they handled
it. Okay, here's why I'm legit sad at crossover. I realized it this afternoon. We moved out of the city. I'll start with here. When we moved out of our apartment in the city, I made my wife like a nice dinner, and I was like, this is nice, we can stay in this apartment. And my children's bicycles handles were like literally on the kitchen table. I'm like, this is too small, we can't live here anymore. So we pack up and move, and then you're there with the empty apartment, you're like, it is time to move, it's time to go to the future, and it was still super sad, super sad. So that's what it's like.
You also didn't have to move all the way to Schenectady.
I mean, you know, it's all a 10-hour drive.
You took it really far.
But here's my general take. My take is that he's the greatest and at the same time still underrated. It's kind of like what we're doing with LeBron right now, where it's like we're kind of taking everything that he's doing and be like, yeah, 6 Super Bowls. And I tried to come up with a silly example because that's my forte. So I asked the crew this. I was like, how many Earths can fit into the sun? Do you have a guess? You might get it.
Yeah, I mean,
backfire.
Yeah, a few hundred thousand.
Okay, 1.3 million.
Yeah.
So it's like however big you think. Yeah, but you're not close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You were like 900,000 off.
Yeah.
So that's my thing with Belichick, that we just say 6 Super Bowls and it kind of rolls off
that's
the
right.
tongue. But this is every coach that's currently in the playoffs that we view as great coaches. Andy Reid's got 2, Tomlin's got 1, Harbaugh's got 1, McCarthy's got 1, McVay's got 1. That adds up to Bill Belichick's.
6.
And then, just as a fun bonus, let's add in the team history of Super Bowls for the Bills, Browns, Texans, and Lions, who are all in the playoffs, and that equals Bill Belichick's Super Bowls. So it's this weird thing where we're calling him the GOAT and everyone's giving him his flowers, but I still think he's vastly underrated.
So I think that's fair, and I think that's a good way to frame it. I think it was also strategically smart to compare him to LeBron there, so I'm not going to try to cut his legs out. So I want to go kind of big picture, look at the career. Because I did something this morning when the news broke. I went on YouTube and I watched the last press conference Bill Belichick gave before he was the head coach of the Patriots.
That's a great
the
one.
Awkward, weird
Jets,
I'm actually resigning, not taking this job press conference. And that's worth a watch for a lot of reasons.
But
there's a moment in there where he's like, hey, I'm not going to do media today after this, but I will tomorrow. He's like, I want to spend time with my family. And he's like, and he seemed sincere. And he said, for TV, radio, newspapers, and then pauses, like internet. And the assembled media laughed.
Oh,
when he said internet, because it was like internet reporters. Ha! So the last job he had, the internet was like, this thing off to the side. And the entire growth and birth of an industry, the transformation of media happened while he was tending to the Patriots. NFL's gone through 4 or 5 different mini iterations while he was tending to the Patriots. And the other big takeaway I had was, he had every beat of greatness within his career, like what you would see in a movie. So, and by that I mean, he was not a success at his first stop. He wasn't a total failure, but he got fired at his first stop. His next job was not going great, as you've talked about. And then he had a fork in the road moment, where it's like, you know what? I'm going to do the unpopular thing that I believe in. I'm going to stick with this kid to play quarterback over the guy who just became the highest paid player in league history. The media will kill me. The fans might not like it. My boss, who I'm on shaky ground with, might not like it. It's the right thing to do. And then those two powers came together to reach heights that neither one of them would have approached on their own. They might have been great on their own. Right. We don't know. And then the end as well. Like you see in so many movies and real life, whether it's television shows, bands, partnerships. So much success, so much money, so much attention. Egos kind of get in the way. They break up maybe a little earlier than they should have. And they're not the same without each other. Yep. While I understand Tom had success without him, but still not the level of success he had in New England.
But he was in his 40s.
Agreed. And then, by the way, it's the same beats on just like the minor league level for Pete Carroll. And Belichick is the one who took over for Pete Carroll. Pete didn't succeed in New England. Pete chose Russell over Matt Flynn.
Right.
And then they broke up and it went poor. Mm-hmm. So I just have I have massive admiration for how that went. And I also think we all acknowledge the defensive mind, Brew. As a D coordinator, shut down Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas's Bills in the Super Bowl. Shut down the greatest show on turf. Gave Peyton more trouble than anybody. Yep. Gave Mahomes and Reed trouble. Sean McVay's highest scoring Rams team held him to 3 points. But offensively, won Super Bowls as a run first team, set records as a high-flying passing attack, won Super Bowls with a two tight end set, it reinvented the slot receiver position, did all these things, not to mention understanding the rules and the tweaks better than just about any coach. That part gets lost in the shuffle of the Brady Belichick stuff.
I think I can answer some of your question of why he's underrated, if he is.
Okay.
All right, and I think he's the GOAT. I think you – and I've been calling him the GOAT for a long time. Then I started saying arguably because as much as I respect what he's done, there are two things that really give me a little bit of pause. One is we get Spygate and Deflategate. And I know they aren't huge, but they're part of the story.
100%.
All right? Those are in there, okay? And then the second thing is without Tom Brady, he hasn't been even good. All right, now, this is why I still hold him as the GOAT, because if you look at Bill Walsh and Chuck Knoll, and they, like a lot of the legendary coaches, Shula, they didn't win. They had stretches where they didn't win a lot. Tom Landry didn't win without Staubach for the most part. And so these guys, Knoll and Bradshaw, all of them had a Gibbs won with three quarterbacks, but he had several, I think six out of his 16 years, he didn't make the playoffs. So everybody's got a little negative in there. But Belichick's is jarring. Like without Brady, here are the numbers. With Brady, he made the playoffs 17 out of 18 seasons that Brady played, obviously six Super Bowls. He coached 11 seasons without Brady and only made the playoffs twice. Like, I do, and I agree with you, Nick. Brady, look, if not for Belichick, there may be no Tom Brady.
Right, maybe he doesn't get the opportunity.
Right. So I'll give him that. But without Brady, I think it's possible that the greatest coach ever
gets fired
would have just been a great defensive coordinator.
Good Dick.
Like, couldn't it be the head coach, but a great defensive coordinator? Because in Cleveland, it was bad.
Does that register at all, resonate at all with you?
No, I don't love that line of thinking, although I think it's fair, because I think my first reaction is to put up negative or a non-mature Brady. Like, Brady wasn't Brady.
Until
Brady was a late draft pick out of Michigan.
But they
Brady
did win immediately. They did win immediately.
But with,
and they weren't winning with Bledsoe. Just it's odd because Bledsoe was better.
I know, but Brady was throwing. Brady had Super Bowls where he didn't throw for over 200 yards. He had whole playoff runs where he had a handful of touchdowns. We had Adam Vinatieri making kicks, but I don't want to do that. So it is a partnership. That's why I don't like the divorce, but I understand the rationale.
Here's also here's why I do think. And listen, Bill Belichick didn't, you know, if he passed away today, it might not be appropriate to discuss these things, but we can talk about the
He's
not even retiring. It can be a sad day for Pat's fans.
Not even officially left the Patriots.
Right, and we can, and we can respect the accomplishments while giving the full context.
Absolutely.
Because of the Brady part and the multiple cheating scandals, it makes to me his stature as the GOAT coach more attainable for someone else. Because I don't think you need the six Super Bowls necessarily.
I see, that's bothersome.
And so, him without Belichick.
It.
I brought up Carroll earlier.
Right.
And I understand Carroll's in a totally different group. But they had a lot, you know, they both coached the Patriots. They had a lot of crossover. Can we show Belichick and Brady, both with their Hall of Fame quarterback or fringe Hall of Fame quarterback and without, or Belichick and Carroll? I think we can. Maybe we can't. We'll show it in a moment, I assume. But what you'll see is that those guys, it's a similar situation where it's like you had massive success with the guy, and then without the guy, it was middling at both spots.
Right, right.
And it also is why, it's why the guy who might be able to catch him, if he were, is the guy coaching right now.
Okay.
He's a ways away, though.
Think?
Hold on. So here's the question on that. Because I don't think he's as far away as you think. He's as far as the wins record, which we know means something to Bill.
I'm not
Bill's third, Andy's fourth. And Andy has a level of success and conference championship appearances and Super Bowl appearances without.
But he don't have. I mean, he's got two Super Bowls. If he gets three, if he gets,
I think you have to get the four.
I mean, Belichick has more than every franchise except Pittsburgh.
No, but if
they're the same.
If there is a coach, take Andy out of it. Do you think there, if there is a coach that without scandal and with different quarterbacks, without Hall of Fame quarterbacks, has sustained success and ends with four rings, they're in the, they are, people will be able to make the, say, you said no?
God, no, I would say.
Okay,
I would say defiantly and angrily no.
Why?
Because, and I did, I've done this with LeBron Jordan, so I don't want to rehash this line of thinking, but because if someone has four rings, that means the difference between Coach X and Belichick would be a Hall of Fame career. Would be, oh my God, you've got two. It's basically Andy Reid's career in the Super Bowl.
Right, right.
And we kicked around a silly example of like, we kind of view it as like, if you get a Super Bowl, you are something immediately. You're a champion. So I did this with Hubs. Bro, how tall do you need to be considered tall, do you think? Say six feet just for the thank you, 6 feet. So if you're 6 feet tall, you're tall, okay? Boom, you're tall, 6 feet. That means Belichick is 36 feet tall. That if like he's six times as tall as somebody with one ring. If your one ring is 6 feet, he's 30.
Right.
It's those are some tall guys over there. The one guy's as tall as a building.
This is what I always do to you with your analogies that I'm hearing for the first time on the fly. But the flip side to that is, but then if a guy comes around who's 24 feet tall and people are wondering, the guy who we call 36 feet tall, was he actually on a 30-foot tall guy's shoulders the whole time? Then you might reconsider it. And because there is real, let me put it like this. I think that this next stop for Bill will be very important to cementing unequivocally.
Especially if he goes to a team that's close already.
Unequivocally, no, everyone's playing for second place.
Yeah.
To make himself the Gretzky of NFL coaches. Because if the next stop, he goes to a place we think's good and it goes poorly, then it becomes very attainable. Then people do assign extra GOAT.
Maybe it becomes somewhat attainable.
And maybe Brady's GOAT player case becomes even stronger.
Well, because here's the thing too quickly, Nick.
Yeah.
With coaches, it's all about wins. Players, their style points.
Yes,
Jordan 100%. Just was so graceful. You know, so-and-so has so many moves, whatever. Coaches, none of that. There are no style points. It's win. And that's why I said
head-to-head
so
Belichick and Andy Reid. Do you know the record?
Belichick's owned him. Okay. Yeah. Head-to-head without Brady, it's not quite the same story. It's just not. That's what his story is.
What's Andy Reid? Andy Reid's going up without Mahomes? Mahomes is the best quarterback.
And Andy, the argument for those guys, and we'll stay on Andy, is the guys who, like he said with Joe Gibbs, guys who succeeded, had a level of success, multiple division championships, multiple winning seasons. And you can scoff at that from the dynasty era Belichick. But the reason he's out right now is because you couldn't sniff a division championship or a playoff season.
He had three bad years. The reason he's out is he had three bad years and he wants to start fresh.
Well, I mean, the reason he's out is Mac Jones, but yeah, which is the real reason for the sunglasses. Listen, buddy, it's true. Your guy cost your guy.
Not 100% wrong.
Yeah, I know.
That Germany game is rough. Yeah. All right, so where are we going? Sorry, I kept on turning the pages.
It's fine.
Let's take a look at the current vacancies.
You
got the Chargers, Commanders, Falcons, Panthers. I mean, I'd throw my body in front of that one. Back to the Patriots, which would be shocking. Raiders, Seahawks, and Titans. We'll start with you, Brew. Where do you want to see Belichick land?
I got to be honest, not really any of those teams.
Bingo.
The Chargers is the only one that really interests me. Because, look, Belichick's 72. Romeo Crennel, who was interim this year, is the oldest coach ever at 73. All right, and then he got fired after that.
Yeah.
So Belichick's going to coach, what, three, four more years?
You say three.
It's like go somewhere and win now. I don't want to rebuild in Washington where maybe I'll get a quarterback. Even Atlanta with Justin Fields, maybe it'll work out. He's got to go somewhere. Like Nick said earlier, like this is very important for his legacy. He's got to go somewhere they can win out. The Chargers, obviously you have the quarterback, But the quarterback needs a little fixing.
Yeah.
Like, he was down this year. I don't know that I want Belichick there fixing. I wouldn't hate it. I'd rather Harbaugh if I'm the Chargers. For Belichick, look, there's two teams that you threw out. I won't take your team that you mean. I just say Buffalo. Sean McDermott, you know I've been saying he should be on the hot seat. If they don't win this playoff, this first game, maybe even – I mean, look, they were S-Bob at the beginning of the season. Now we're dropping expectations because of the way it happened, because they were 6-6 at one time.
That would terrify the league.
Well, thank you. Like, I kind of stopped thinking about it because I was like, oh, the Patriots will never trade him to Buffalo. He's free now. Like, if you're Buffalo and you go out early, why in the world are you not getting Belichick? And as great as things were today with him and Kraft, he's still competitive.
Oh, yeah.
I don't hate Mr. Kraft, but I want to beat the daylights out of the Patriots every time I play him. So I think Buffalo.
And listen, it seems like McDermott's job's safe. That can change, obviously, if they were to lose to Pittsburgh. I also wonder if in round two they lose to Kansas City in Buffalo, if there's not some real feelings of, God dog it. How are we ever going to get past this team? Why don't we hire the guy who has beaten this team in the playoffs?
Yeah. So who owns that team?
Sure. So I agree with you, Brew, in this regard. Carolina, Tennessee, and Seattle are 0% chances.
Correct.
There's no chance. Obviously, the Patriots, no chance. So that leaves four openings. Washington, Vegas, Atlanta, which there seems to be a lot of media buzz that Atlanta's the team, and the Chargers. I personally don't love any of them. The Chargers make the most sense because they're the one with the quarterback, but I don't think Bill Belichick's a Southern California living guy, go all the way on the West Coast, and that ownership situation's never been good. So I am going to operate under the assumption the best job available is not yet available. I have been saying if Philadelphia loses in this round, that is where he should go. You do get to change conferences. Philadelphia, I don't know the exact math, but is not that far. I don't think it's further from where he lives right now than Buffalo, New York is. Yeah. And so it's about the same. You stay in the Northeast. You stay with a marquee franchise. And the other one that we've kicked around, of course, is, and I don't think they will, but if the Cowboys have an F game in round one and move off McCarthy. Like, I think Dallas, Philadelphia, Buffalo.
I agree.
One of them is coming open. Yeah. I don't know which one, but I bet one of them comes open.
Well,
and that should be the job Belichick wants. And for any of those teams, that's the coach I'd want.
And Nick, if yesterday none of them were going to come open,
well, that's
today,
the other thing.
One of them should. If any of them falter in the playoffs, they should come open because of Belichick.
That's exactly right.
Okay. It's a sad day on First Things First. We had some laughs, but I'm still sad. Coming up next are the Cowboys' F game on the board. That's next on First Things First and Fox Sports on SiriusXM. The only thing I like about the Falcons is it's like, oh, what do I got to get through? 9 wins?
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So, to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF. netsuite.com/FTF.
Make sure you play this week's Fox Super 6 free-to-play game. You download the app and you enter for free. You get a chance to win your share of $10,000. That seems like a good deal. Greg Jennings is here with us looking beautiful. Since the elimination of the second bye,
that's fine.
Sorry.
He
looked great.
He
I'll take it.
No number two seed has lost since the elimination of the second bye. Cowboys also have a 16-game winning streak at home, currently favored by over a touchdown. We're all officially picking the Packers.
What?
What?
We're all officially picking the Packers?
I believe so.
Greg might be. But
Greg, are you?
The rest of us have
the Cowboys.
This guy is in shambles because of
Belichick.
Okay,
we understand.
He wasn't even being funny. I knew from the look in his eye, he was not being funny. I knew he was just.
Sorry, we're not all picking the Packers.
You even had written down Packers.
It's been a rough day.
Okay, sorry about that. Go ahead.
I shouldn't even be at work.
Sorry. Go ahead. We're all officially picking the Cowboys.
We're all officially picking the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, Brew, is there any chance the Cowboys have an F game?
You know that an F game is almost always on the board for the Cowboys. But I am going to say no.
Wow.
There will be no F game. The Cowboys will roll. Green Bay is young. I said it yesterday. They're the youngest team since 1974 to make the playoffs. Their defense is suspect. All right, very suspect.
Oh, you're going to let this go this time, huh, Wild?
No, I mean, Dak, their defense gives up a lot over the middle, too. Mm-hmm. And that's where Dak thrives. Like, I think Dak's going to play well. Dallas is hyped. They're ready. Green Bay, I'm sure the players don't feel this way or the coaches. But there is a little sense of, hey, it's been a great year. We got to the playoffs. The future's bright with Jordan, but the future, not the present. So, yeah, I think Dallas is going to roll. I think the F game possibility will come in round two
against
but
Baker.
not this game.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think there will be an F game. I will say this. As much as you've talked about the Green Bay Packers defense, they don't give up a tremendous amount of points. So for the Cowboys, and I'm on the Cowboy bandwagon now, for us just automatically believing they're going to steamroll the Packers, I don't know how much that is true because they put up fight. But you got to believe with all that's at stake with Mike McCarthy starting that he gets to play his old franchise, the team that he won the Super Bowl with. Obviously, I was a part of that. And then you think about Dak Prescott. Micah Parsons has been doing a lot of talking about the regular season has been cute and understanding what's at stake this season. Even with the Bill Belichick stuff now looming, they are listening to all of what the media is saying. Of course. Yeah. Michael talks every week. Yes.
No, but do you think that's in McCarthy's
head? Of course. Ooh. Of course. He understands. He hasn't been great in his tenure with the Dallas Cowboys, specifically in the playoffs. And so this is when, as a head coach, he would always tell us, this is when the games really matter. This is what mattered. This is this time of year where you separate good from great, great to elite. He understands that. Like he is that. No exception.
So I put it at 0%. And I'm going to dust off an old favorite from a few years ago. Better than a bye for Dallas. I think this is just because the postseason has had some real anxious moments. And because the Packers are so young and because I'm Jordan Love, and credit to you for pointing this out earlier and credit to him for playing so well. I do think Jordan Love's good and I think he's going to be very good, but it's his first playoff game. It's a road environment. His team's a heavy underdog. I don't see a scenario where not only the Packers win, where it's close. And if you just look at the numbers going into the game, Dallas at home has slaughtered people. And we can show you that. We know that. They're best in everything. And the point I was trying to bring up earlier this week that led to quite the kerfluffle until then Brew mentions it and there's no problem whatsoever is the Packers defense is not good. And so if the kind of genesis of better than a bye is why would something be better than a bye, it's because you can work on things. So I do have something that I think the Cowboys need to work on. Can we get something out of Tony Pollard? If you're Dallas.
He was good last week.
Exactly right. And that's why he was still, I think it was 17 for 70.
Yep.
And so that's not great. But, I mean, the guy had 1,005 yards this year in a 17-game season to feature back. And so can you get that running game going at least a little bit to even further open up the passing game? So I think that's the Cowboys
approach.
You
may have opened the door. I hate to say it. You may have opened the door to the F game.
Why?
Because last time you talked about somebody practicing, what happened?
Yeah, what do you mean? They started.
They went 5-5 over the last 10
weeks. They weren't practicing then. If you remember, the practice
They were not undefeated
until the Dolphins game. That was what I said. And the Dolphins game made them 7-2. And so maybe they need to get back to practice. Actually, now that I think about it, they were way better when they were practicing. That's a good point.
Meanwhile, the Eagles take their floundering 1-5. 5 record to close out the season, down to Tampa Bay, where the poorest defense will line up against the Big Show. Eagles still favored by a field goal. Nick, do you think Sirianni is coaching for his job?
He should be. There's now 2 coaches on the market that if I were Jeffrey Lurie, I would far rather have than Nick Sirianni. Bill Belichick and Mike Vrabel. That I think would instantly make the team better. And so now, because it's such a bad look for the organization to fire a coach a year removed from a Super Bowl, you really can't do it unless you have a collapse like this. You lose 6 of 7 down the stretch, and we can show you what they've been down the stretch. And what they've been down the stretch is arguably the worst team in the league, certainly one of them. And if that culminates in losing to the NFC South winner with an injured quarterback, you can say, and you can try to, you know, half measure and be like, listen, this is not about Nick, but you only have one chance to hire Bill Belichick, and we're going to take it. And with Vrabel, you couldn't really say that. It would just be like, we just think he's better than you, buddy. Sorry. And so there's that. And did you guys hear Jalen today? I want to play you this Jalen sound because this, to me, falls on Sirianni. Jalen Hurts talking about the fact that he hasn't thrown a football today. Can we play it, Hubs?
Have you attempted to try and throw?
I have not. I have not. Obviously, leaving that game and attempting to go back in that game probably wasn't physically the best idea. Not having much control over the things that I wanted to do. But time will tell with that, and I can assure you everything's progressing in the right way.
Yeah, that's a coaching error. You let your already injured quarterback who walked to the sideline with a crooked finger in a game that was mostly meaningless go back in the game. That's a coaching error. And so that the reason for him coaching for his job, that to me grew even including today.
Well, look, if he's lost Jalen Hurts, and they should definitely not let Jalen Hurts pick the next coach. All right, I'm not saying that. But if you've lost your leader in the locker room and maybe some of the other leaders and players, then that's a big problem. So that's just a caveat. But yesterday I would have said he's probably not. In fact, I'd say – look, he's made the playoffs 3 straight years. They were a 4-win team. I know it was only 1 year, but they were a 4-win team when he got there. Took them to the Super Bowl 1 of the 3 years. Okay, this is a down year, but you still won 11. Let's run it back and see how things work out. You're on the hot seat now, but let's run it back. But now that Belichick's available, yes. If they lose this game, if they now even if the heck, Belichick is Belichick. So even if they lose in the second round, if they play San Francisco and get slaughtered again, then maybe you're looking at him. But, yeah, bottom line is since Belichick's available, he is coaching for his job.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. Yes, he's coaching for his job. And the reason why is because anytime you have a coach that what's looming around that locker room, that organization is he's kind of lost the locker room or his messaging isn't getting through any longer. When you have 53 guys and they're not all going in the same direction and you have that amount of talent and that personnel around on that roster, there is no excuse. And you couple that with now you're losing, you lost 5 of 6, and then you falter in the postseason where you still wasn't able to get through to your team, something has to change and it's not going to be a roster haul over. Right. It would be a head coach, especially now that you see what's available.
I wouldn't do it for Vrabel, as good as he is. I don't know that he's better than Sirianni.
I do.
I mean, okay, that's fine, but he's 13-21 the last 2 years. And I know he hadn't had what Sirianni's had to work with, but Sirianni's record is good. This is a bad year, obviously, the second half. But I wouldn't do it for Vrabel, but Belichick, yeah.
And I just, if I may, the last 2 losses felt like coaching losses. Losing to the Cardinals the way you did and then no showing for the first half against the Giants when your starters were playing.
Yeah.
Because the talent is there. That to me is the Cardinals loss was the defensive coaching staff is in shambles. But that's because Sirianni promoted Patricia. And then the Giants loss was these guys had decided on their own We don't care about this game.
And going into that game, you had players really going to bat for Sirianni. Yeah, and right, so that was just odd to me. And
but they weren't aligned. Play. Like, if the players...
Maybe
their feeling was, listen, this game's meaningless. Dallas is going to lose. We'll be ready for the playoffs. Then they need to be in lockstep with the coach and don't put Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and those guys out there and give them the week off.
A.J., another issue.
A.J. took everybody to an escape room, though. That's supposed to heal everything. Can the Dolphins muscle up?
Muscle up.
Can they? Are the breakers here?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dolphins head to the cold, cold Kansas City winter.
Cold.
Reports are, Greg, this could be the coldest game in NFL history.
Flip-flop.
Yeah. Here's Andy Reid and Tua.
Now you won't do it.
I just say, get ready for the game. Let's do that. I don't really care what goes on out here. We're not having a snowball fight.
It's just a feel of how everything is. What the ball feels like, what throwing feels like, what holding the ball feels like. If there's wind, if there's not wind, you have to take all those things into consideration.
Okay. Greg, this seems to be a huge advantage for Kansas City. Are you sure you want to stick with your Dolphins pick?
Just no. Look, who's a better running team? Oh, it's the Dolphins. Like, yes, I'm sticking with the Dolphins. I'm sticking with the Dolphins.
Okay.
That's the only thing you got? They're better running
I thought you were going to, like, rip off several things.
No, just relax, running team. Relax.
Because the teams aren't bad at running the football.
Everyone wants to talk about the cold and the elements. Well, both teams have to play in it, and nobody really loves to play in the cold. So, here we go.
Do you get used to it? Like, you were in Green Bay.
You learn to tolerate it. You don't ever quite get used to it. You learn to tolerate it. But what Tua's talking about the feel, that is important.
Nice.
Because when your hands are cold and you're trying to hold on to the ball,
no
you
sleeves.
Can't really feel it. So if somebody comes and they hit the ball, you're more susceptible to fumbles and
look
different
at that.
Things like that. But the cold
you
is what it is.
Cold, though,
why I still like the Dolphins, Vic Fangio, he understands what this outfit wants to do. He's given Patrick Mahomes fits, albeit not wins. In those fits, but he understands and he has the attention of a quarterback that really lights everybody up, except Vic Fangio. Why I like this team is because of something that we don't talk about, and I mentioned it when I first started. They can run the ball. Right. If you can run the ball against this outfit in this type of weather and establish who has control of the trenches, that's the team that's going to win this game.
Yeah. Okay. So the Dolphins are going to win because they're going to run the ball so much. I'll believe it when I see it. I know they can. They're effective running the ball, typically because they're in light boxes because everyone's terrified of Tyreek Hill. But that's not going to be the case in this game.
I mean, that's a fair
point. And listen, a very odd thing happened in this year's playoffs. Maybe it'll sustain, maybe not. The NFC, it's dome and warm weather teams. It's San Francisco, Los Angeles, Detroit, Dallas, Tampa, like those are either warm weather cities or domes. The AFC, Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, Cleveland, these are out and those are where the games are going to be played, except for Houston, but Houston, this is the only home game that, you know, they can host in the postseason. And the Chiefs, maybe by accident, but you know what they built? A team built for January football. Not a high-flying, high-scoring, pretty breakdancing
what
team.
What a take.
But am I right or wrong?
You're right.
They have the number two scoring defense.
Accidental.
They have as strong of an interior part of the offensive line as there is. A running back.
Well,
that's what we're going to be running. A lot of duo right up the middle of the soft Miami front. And by the way, to quote, if I may, Marshawn Lynch, a running back that just wants to run through somebody's face. Misquote Marshawn Lynch. And so for all those reasons, and a quarterback who in his first game ever in the snow said, and I quote, I think I'm a snow game guy while he was dropping 30 on the Broncos. So, yeah.
Snow and cold are two totally different games.
I get it. And it's going to be cold and snow. And you know what is not comfortable for Tua Tagovailoa? Either of the above. Now, to be fair, Brew, they did put the Dolphins practice facility down to 50 degrees,
Greg,
which should prepare them for this.
First of all, they should have went there. They should go there and get
used to the cold. They tried. Kansas City wouldn't. No one would rent them the practice facility. No one would give them the room. Why? They're not doing it.
I thought the turning the AC up in their facility was just, I wouldn't have told anyone that. They just, they've been in a cold movie theater. Like a summertime movie theater?
Look,
chilly. Yeah, bring a blanket.
Go ahead, bro. Sorry.
One place you don't break dance is outside in the cold.
That's right. Right?
And look, it's I would love it if you were right.
Why?
Just because, you know, because of you, really.
What?
As much as I love Mahomes, because of you. No, but I think the injuries, too, to that defense in Miami. That's a, like, Vic's got to deal with that.
And the best part is Greg's going to be in Kansas City this weekend. Man, if you see Greg Jennings, throw a pie in his face. Throws a pie.
Pie? Sad day here on First Things First. Turns out the greatest coach of all time and my favorite coach, Bill Belichick, is now leaving America's team, the New England Patriots. Is there a chance, however, Brew, that he ends up on what most people think is America's team, the Dallas Cowboys?
I don't think it's a very good chance. Obviously, if they were to lose to Green Bay, then maybe they get rid of McCarthy and go after Belichick, which would be smart. I just don't like the Jerry Jones-Belichick fit. I think Jones would drive him crazy with those weekly press conferences and talking after every game. So I don't see it as a great fit.
Yeah, the obvious reasons is that, okay, if they lose to the Green Bay Packers in the first round, that's not going to happen. So I don't see it happening, but would it be a great fit? I think it would be a great fit because I believe Jerry Jones would allow him to do whatever he needed to do, would afford him whatever he needed. Obviously, the roster is full of talent. They would definitely increase their chances of getting where they want to be if they don't get it done this year.
Also, while I don't think, listen, I don't think the Cowboys job is going to come open. If it were to come open, that should be the job Belichick wants more than any job, and he should be the coach that they want more than any other coach.
And now, is that because it's Dallas and you look at the Cowboys?
It's because I think of all the jobs that could come open, it has the most talent by far.
Yep.
I think it has the best quarterback of any of the jobs by a significant margin over everyone other than Herbert, and I actually think Dak is better than Herbert, and so by a slight margin, but slightly better.
Totally fair.
And Bill Parcells worked for Jerry Jones.
Correct.
And so for a short term, I think it could work. And I don't think Belichick's trying to coach another 10 years. I think he wants to have three good years, reach a Super Bowl, and break the record.
Belichick and Micah Parsons. So, want to hear some Lawrence Taylor stories?
Micah, imagine
how
Micah
good.
To another level.
Woo. Belichick on the podcast with him?
Oh, man.
Does Mike even still have a podcast?
Yeah,
excellent.
Oh, Belichick's still there?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh.
Oh, he loves new media.
No.
Chargers, franchise quarterback, bad defense, not a great cap situation, and no home field advantage.
Yeah.
Is Belichick the answer for Justin Herbert and the team?
Look. If they hired Belichick, I would salute it. I'd rather have Jim Harbaugh. But Belichick would make that defense good. And Herbert is great in his own right. I don't really like Belichick with him, but I would take it. And I think they'd get a home field advantage with Belichick. Oh. I think the fans would start supporting them with Belichick.
I wanted to look at a different angle with this. I think this would be a good fit. And I think this would be a franchise that would possibly allow him to entertain wearing both hats again.
I don't like that.
We don't like it.
Though.
But if that's what he still wants to do, they are so desperate for something. Let him be general manager. You already have pretty much the pieces. You got your quarterback, so you know you're not going to have an issue with him trying to find a quarterback.
Yep.
You got receivers. You're not going to have an issue there.
Got the fifth pick of the draft.
You got the
fifth
pick.
And add other picks.
If that's what he wants, okay. This is an opportunity that I think he would take advantage of.
Okay. So if the Chargers were looking to hire an older coach who would help their home field advantage, the answer to that is Pete Carroll, who is a legend in Southern California, and you would have all the USC fans there. I wouldn't hire either. Because if I'm the Chargers, the last thing I'm doing is guaranteeing that Justin Herbert in his prime is going to go through another coaching change in a few years. So I want to, that's why Jim Harbaugh should be a target for them.
Yep.
And, or, you know, one of these young offensive coordinator minds is someone who has a chance to be there a decade. Yeah. He already went through Anthony Lynn, then Brandon Staley, multiple offensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. Then Belichick comes in, and even if you have success, then he's out the door and Herbert's doing it again. So I just, I don't think it would make sense for the Chargers.
Okay. And does Belichick want to go to the AFC West?
Correct. He does not. And finally, when Brady was looking for a new team, all of a sudden it was, hold on, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Where he's like, yeah, I think I can win with them. So, Brew, mystery team. Every team is on the board besides the Patriots probably. What mystery team would you like?
Well, look, this team, before the season started, was S-Bob. All right, Super Bowl or bust. And that was the coach saying it. It wasn't just Chris Broussard up here saying it. The coach was saying it.
Did
with
he
the
say S-Bob?
Well, he put a big Lombardi Trophy banner in the practice facility. That means Super Bowl or bust, guys. If it ends, and now expectations have dropped because of the way the season went.
Still got third
but it shouldn't
Super Bowl
be. It should be Super Bowl or bust. And if they go out early, they still are S-Bob, but it's Super Bowl or Bill. Oh. So I'm going with Buffalo. Mystery team, Buffalo. Oh, I love him up in Buffalo. Like upstate that. New York. Yeah.
Well,
that's what I like.
So for me, I didn't want to go with an obvious team. So I'll go over to the NFC. Go to the NFC North, the Chicago Bears.
Oh.
I really like this situation. Now, whether you're on the Justin Fields bandwagon or not, you still have a top three pick. You can find your quarterback there, or you keep Justin Fields and you build on what he doesn't have at the receiver and skill position. You have a solid defense. You got a pass rusher. You got linebackers. You got guys that can play in the secondary. It is up for grabs. Matt Eberflus has been told by Ryan Poles, you know what? We need to keep something intact. Well, now Bill Belichick is on the loose. None of that matters anymore. Matt, be ready to have your boxes, because if Bill wants to go there, he will be there.
Well, but because I think they're drafting Caleb, I would feel it's similar to
are they?
What? Yes, they're drafting
even
Caleb
Justin
Williams.
In Belichick's hands.
They're drafting. They're drafting Caleb. But I'm going to go with Philly. Philly's going to lose to Tampa. Now, my original sleeper team, if you remember, a few weeks ago, was Tampa. If Tampa fired their coach. But Tampa's not going to fire Todd Bowles now after making the playoffs in a rebuilding year, winning the division again, and, by the way, winning a playoff game. Philly, on the other hand, if they lose this game, maybe they weren't leaning towards firing Sirianni. But if Belichick is available, I think they would reconsider it. And if you're Bill, what could he do with those seven first-round picks on the defensive front? We know he can fix the secondary by just being there.
Yep.
And instead of having no wide receivers, you have two star receivers. It's a perfect
it's a
spot
fit.
For him.
Coming up next, the most motivational segment in all of sports. It's the Bud List. Poor Mike McCarthy's like, man, we're the two-seed. I'm going to lose my job now. Live from New York, it's the show that is celebrating greatness. It's the second hour of First Things First. Today, why the move to fire Bill Belichick might backfire? Wow, somebody's got to take. Might backfire. Meanwhile, what are the chances that Patrick Mahomes gets upset at Arrowhead? But of course, right now, it's Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means you're in for a treat. It's the most motivational segment in all of sports. It's the Bud List. It's also a time where we take a little time out and read some fan mail for the year 2024. We get tons of viewer mail, and we're always willing to read your questions and concerns.
Okay.
Dear Wilds, hope you're doing okay with today's news. Come see, come saw. I can't believe three legendary runs have ended in 2024. Please be well, Ryan and Brian. Well, thank you, Ryan and Brian. We were talking about it, and you had a good take to tie all three of these legends together. Of course, yesterday we talked about Pete Carroll leaving Seattle after a great run. And then right
I
after
know.
Our
you, you're
show
not even
broke.
Slick.
What?
You are not even slick, Wild.
What?
Nick Saban, the news broke during Speak Show, and they addressed it. We never even talked about Nick Saban. And, of course, the other legendary.
Not even slick.
The other legendary.
Let's go. It don't even make sense.
The other legendary.
Now you're just throwing
we retired the Cowboys. It doesn't make sense.
We retired the Cowboys.
Yeah.
never showing it again.
Yeah, right.
You're saying goodbye to
I've seen it like five times since the supposed retirement.
We're never showing it again.
All this stuff. So see, long. I can't trust you, especially Nick.
I didn't know that was coming.
I'm talk MJ
and vouch for me.
I'll just brew go.
I'm going to take it. I swear to you, they did not tell me that was coming. That was all
good job, guys. Good job.
Retired officially.
All right, here we look. This week's bud list
right off
is all sunset. It's all coaches.
Sorry.
It's all coaches.
Yes.
Now, I made the bud list before Belichick, you know, it was broken that he stepped down. But
really?
That was just confirmation that.
It's a stale bud list?
That the bud list. No. I'm saying this was what I thought. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he steps down. I'm like, wow, that's confirmation that this is right on the money.
Okay.
All right, Mike McCarthy. We just talked about Dallas. Now, look, Mike, you've done a great job. 12 wins, 3 straight years. First coach to do that, first Dallas team to do that since the dynasty back in the 90s, 30 years ago. So, great job, but it is all about winning a ring, all right? You've got a great quarterback. You got a great defense. And everything seems to be falling into place. Philadelphia has imploded. Detroit is inexperienced. The Rams are, you know, good, but they're not really ready yet. They're not there. And then you got San Francisco, who some tell me the quarterback isn't ready. That's what I keep hearing. And he is only in his second year, so he's young. All right, so this is the year for you guys to get it done. I see two ways that you could lose the job because Bill Belichick now is lingering. One, if you lose to Green Bay this weekend, then I think you're definitely in trouble if they can get Belichick. Or two, if you lose even in the second round or maybe even the conference championship because of late clock management. If it's comical at the end of the game, like, say, Ezekiel Elliott being the center on one of your plays at the end. Stuff like that could get you outed. So this is where you need to get it done. Mike, I do believe in you. I really do. All right, at number two, Nick Sirianni. Uh-oh. Now, this is Nick Wright's, you know, this was your take. It's a great one that Bill Belichick in Philadelphia would fit, and Nick, he really would. Now, look, you've done well, too. I'm a little higher on you than Nick is. 3 years, they won 4 games a year before you got there. You have taken them to the playoffs and the Super Bowl since you've been there, playoffs every year. 11 wins this year, even in a down year, you still won 11. And you have been the guy that has overseen the development of Jalen Hurts into a Pro Bowl quarterback. So you've done well, but it is about winning it all. And Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, is from where? Boston. He's born in Boston. So, you know, a little Belichick tied there. So I think you got to go out there and get it done. If you lose to Tampa Bay, then you definitely could be in trouble. If you beat them and get past that, then maybe you'll keep your job. But again, Bill Belichick is out there. And I got to be honest, even though I don't dislike you, if Belichick's available and you guys go out prematurely, that's going to be a tough one to turn down. Look, good luck.
Not a lot.
All right, at number one, Sean McDermott. All right, now, this is not a hot take because Belichick, you know, just stepped down. I've been saying all year, I was saying when they gave him the extension in the offseason, why? He should be on the hot seat this season, not because he's not a good coach, but because maybe his voice has grown stale. And this is a team, they're the most inconsistent team in the league. All right. Why is that? Because I think they've taken on the personality of the coach. The culture is not championship level there, in my opinion. Now, prove me wrong. Get to the Super Bowl or even maybe the AFC Championship. I'm proven wrong. But if you go out early, especially if you lose to Pittsburgh this week, has no quarterback, then Belichick is looming. Mm. Sean, go get him.
Great bud list, as always.
Absolutely great bud list. And I will add someone in that division, in the AFC East, Tua Tagovailoa.
There we go.
Oh. Yes, Tua, a few weeks back, you said this isn't the same old Dolphins. Now, I recognize that it's not the same old Dolphins. There are some at this desk that just simply don't believe, regardless of what you said about it not being the same old Dolphins. They believe that you're breakdancers. They believe that you are the same old Dolphins. They believe that it doesn't matter that you are in the postseason, you will be exiting. Now, I know earlier in the C block, I said you're going to run the ball. Yes, you will run the ball, but the last time you took the field, when you didn't run the ball, it was in the second half, and you had to throw the ball. You didn't look that great. You actually cost your team a win and potentially the 2 seed. You can't do that. Another thing, last time, because you're not the same old Dolphins, let's win a playoff game. Last time you won a playoff game was in 2000. I mean, Peyton Manning was the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Yes.
2000?
And then, next, we all recognize that your defense is depleted. So you're going to have to shoulder a lot. If that running game even is established, but if they start to stop the running game, you got to be able to throw the ball to it. We know that. And why does all this matter at the end of the day on a personal level? You're trying to get a long-term deal, buddy. This is contract. You win this game, you go into Arrowhead, you tear down and bring down the kingdom of Patrick Mahomes, sign him up. Wow. Long-term contract.
Now, look, that's wow. So if they win this game, that's it. You're giving them a long-term.
I mean, you might have to do a little bit more, but this is a great jump start.
It was a nice ending.
Yeah, exactly.
No, look, I agree. I mean, if they get beat as good as he was this year, I'm still not ready to give him the long-term deal. So I agree he is playing for that.
And also, personally, I thought Greg was going to say that I, Greg Jennings, have a lot on the line because I've gone on every television show that will invite me on
there.
And started singing the Dolphins fight song like a total doofus. All right. I'm putting Robert Kraft on the bud list.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. So you have the greatest ever in the history of what they've done. But you think you can do better. You think it's time for a change. So you move on when they are not done. Am I describing what just happened with Bill Belichick? Or am I describing what Bill Belichick did with Tom Brady, which then led to Bill Belichick's firing today? So I am not saying that you don't have a plan. But unless you have a secret agreement with Mike Vrabel, I am saying the plan is more of a wish than a plan. And if you end up forcing out Bill Belichick when he clearly wants to keep coaching because you think you can get better at that spot, you better get better at that spot. And the Patriots have been considered this impeccably run organization for 25 years. And I personally have real questions of, is that because of the way ownership is, or is that because that is what Belichick has demanded and Belichick has created a firewall between ownership and every other aspect of that team? I don't know the answer to that. No one really knows the answer to that. But we're all about to find out. And so Robert Kraft just made a bold choice. Maybe it's the right choice. I'm not saying it's necessarily the wrong choice. But I understand it was a difficult one, and it certainly puts him under duress.
Look, everybody's talking about Gerard Mayo, and there does seem to be a lot of reason to think he's their guy. Remember last year, they didn't have an interview with Carolina. They paid him more money. So he may be the guy. That's the plan. That's the Belichick tree, which hadn't been great, but that's a good one.
I'm going to put on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick, this is an appeal to you directly. As you know, we are a Patrick Mahomes-friendly show, and I've been going through a rough patch for the last 12 hours. Now that Bill Belichick is gone, and the team that I really root for now in the playoffs is the Chiefs. If the Chiefs, what? What are you making faces for?
You were excommunicated by 5 separate luminaries from the town, including the mayor and the most famous actors and musicians from there. Okay. And we even have one from Melissa Etheridge that I didn't do because I thought it would be piling on.
It is. But you know what you need for the heart of a champion, what I learned from Bill Belichick?
What?
Determination.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere. I need Patrick Mahomes to have a LeBron-esque playoff run. LeBron gets into the playoffs, all bets are off because we are betting on his singular greatness. Is the offense great? No. Does every team that scored 21 beat the Chiefs? Yes. Do I need Patrick Mahomes to be the old Patrick Mahomes? And Brew, do you believe if he's down in the fourth quarter, time running out, and he has to go 80 yards for a touchdown, we all used to believe, will you believe in playoff Patrick Mahomes, or is that gone?
I believe in Mahomes, but it's the receivers. No, they not only are they dropping balls, they're not getting
open.
You don't
believe. It's a no. Also, let's get the guys involved early. Little short passes, Greg. You like that? Little bubble screen. Warm up the hands.
Greg mocked that yesterday. 5 yards of
good luck.
Tip.
Yeah.
Nice. Throw it down for you.
That was a little violent.
Talking Brady.
It's going to be a great week.
We're back to Belichick. Here's how the last few years have gone for me. Brady left and won a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, in Foxborough, Cam Newton played okay. We didn't win that many games.
No.
And then Mac Jones came in. We made the playoffs, and he was hitting the gritty in the Pro Bowl. And the last 2 years, he's regressed, and it's been a disaster. So, Nick, did Tom Brady officially win this divorce? And I don't love this question, but we'll...
Well, if Belichick were retiring, the answer would be yes. Right now, it is, you know, it's been a bunch of 10-8 rounds, but the fight's not over, right? Because if Belichick if Belichick goes somewhere and wins a Super Bowl, then we call it a draw, right? If he goes somewhere and they're really good instantly, they get better, make a couple Super Bowls, we probably call it a draw. So my takeaways on this were multifaceted, because I don't think that they view Brady and Belichick have ill will towards each other at this point. My view was it really was the 6 Super Bowls, the 9 Super Bowl appearances. We learned that buys you 2 bad years. That's all he had. The year right after Tom was not terrible. It was kind of expected that they were right around 500.
It's also a weird pandemic year.
And then the next year, they made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And they won double-digit games. It was two bad. It buys you 2 bad years, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then you're out.
Well,
which is another way
of New England. It did.
They're the only test subject here. And my other takeaway, Wiles, is Mac Jones cost Bill Belichick his job, because if he was better, he's still the coach. And I know that's hard for you, but it is what happened here. Do we agree on that?
You want we do not.
You want me to say that?
No. Well, I don't agree. So you can jump on my bandwagon with me.
Go ahead.
Cam Newton, sure. How'd that go?
Cam Newton, it went fine. Cam Newton can't throw the ball very well. Cam Newton missed a bunch of games. Cam Newton
Belichick
played pretty
had
well.
A lot of quarterbacks outside of Mac Jones that he didn't win. He didn't win with freaking Drew Bledsoe. He won 5 games with Drew Bledsoe.
Mac Jones was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. If Mac Jones was awesome, Bill Belichick still has his job.
Well, yeah, if Mac Jones was awesome.
Yeah.
No, Brady. This is why I brought up the other teams, because the 6, that sounds crazy. 6 Super Bowls brought you 2 bad years. But with other coach, Chuck Knoll was there a long time throughout the 80s, and they weren't winning anymore. You know, so it's just with New England that was the case. And I think maybe Belichick's age, too. Like, if Belichick was 45 or 50, you think he gets fired? Probably not. I mean,
I do. Because, Greg, my take on this the whole time was you don't get 2 shots at the rebuild. Like, my dad was a, carpenter. If he built something and it was a disaster, I don't think he would get called back. Like, hey, give this another shot. Like, no, man, you had your one shot. It didn't work. You don't get to. We have to restart with the quarterback. We have to restart with a high pick. We just did this. Mac Jones was. I know you're trying to make fun of me, but Mac Jones was supposed to be the restart.
That's correct.
You watch Mac Jones that draft. The whole narrative about that was, oh my God, how did we let Bill Belichick land the most accurate passer in college football history? And I know it seems laughable now that the guy who just threw for 475 yards.
That is true. And the narrative was low ceiling but high floor.
Yep.
And what we saw this year was that the floor was non-existent.
Well, in fairness, though, Belichick didn't handle him properly.
He did not.
Yeah, he did not.
So it's not solely on Mac Jones. But to answer this question, Brady won.
Yeah, it's not even
Brady won. Discussion. And it's over. Like you saying it's 10-8 rounds and it's still a fight. No, it's not, because Brady retired. If Brady was still playing and he was still trying to chase Super Bowls and Belichick was still one of those coaches that we say, oh, Belichick still doesn't have it and he's trying to get it, then okay, yeah, then there's still a fight. The fight is over. Tom Brady went at 1 year removed.
Right.
And
a team that was 7-9
won a Super Bowl. Like, the goal for Bill Belichick, if this was a feud or whatever, It's like, I got to win here where I'm at with the Patriots because I'm the reason he's no longer here, he being Tom Brady. That didn't happen. Game, set, match. Sorry, you can go win again. I'm not even playing if I'm Tom Brady. And if I was, you probably wouldn't win one because I'll get it.
Go ahead, Wiles.
Part of me thinks that I'm trying to put a new spin on the fact that Bill Belichick turned Tom Brady into Tom Brady. But and he always said this, and I think the media likes to make it out as this acrimonious conflict. I think Bill Belichick was proud of Tom Brady when he won that Super Bowl. I think the stories that we heard from Tom Brady out of Tampa was very Belichickian, and he took all of those lessons of focus and determination, and he took a largely unserious creamsicle franchise and turned them back into Super Bowl champions. And a lot of that is Belichick. So I don't view it as like, I mean, but it sounds weird if I say, hey, part of that Tampa Bay ring has Belichick's DNA in it. Just how Belichick's rings have Parcells' DNA
in it. I buy this because there's a level that you – there's things that you take away and you still can be yourself. That was Tom Brady. He wanted to enjoy it and have fun and do it a different way, but he also knew the disciplines that it took to get to that level. That's why some of the coaching tree that Belichick has had has not been successful because they've really tried to mimic him and his style instead of just leaning into, okay, we're going to be disciplined. I know how he did it and he taught me, but let me put my little spin on it.
Where I disagree with you guys, though, is that you guys are saying that this is in stone. Let's just go with the scenario that we've been parrying about today. Let's say the Cowboys lose in round one. And he goes to Dallas, who has not made a conference championship in 30 years.
Yep.
And Dak will at that point be totally tarred, a playoff choker.
Yeah.
And they go and win a Super Bowl with Bill Belichick in his first year there. Then are people being, does that totally change the narrative of,
100%. Well, they
won? And so that's my point is, you said Tom retired, but Bill hasn't. So the idea that he can't at least draw even. He can't do anything to work, you know what I mean?
No, it's interesting because now, then it would become nitpicking. I agree with you. But it would become nitpicking where he went to Dallas, which was a 12-win team and almost got there without even Brady. Went to the Buccaneers, who were 7-9.
But it would be.
But that's close. I'll give you that. Yeah. I'll give you that.
He would have 9 rings, too. Those two,
yes, but we're only counting the head coaching rings.
He would have 7.
But if he said... Let's bring our Super Bowl rings to a Super Bowl ring
You're
party.
You're being petty. You're so petty.
Yeah. Not really. It's just it's got 8 rings.
Well, then we count Andy's rings with home ring. So he's got them.
Sure.
So
how many does he have now?
3.
Okay. So
you're 4 in a month.
You're further behind. You put yourself further behind. It's true.
Okay.
It's true. And tomorrow, I'll be honest with you. This used to upset me, but this guy is on fire. Upset alert with Chris Broussard.
10.
This used to mean rolling. 10 toes down.
Yeah, you're not on camera, so they don't know what you're doing. But, yeah,
it's okay. Oh, watch this. How many moves here? 1, 2, 3. Spin. Got you. Nope. Spin back. Spin back.
Definitely a little Kevin
Wayne. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't
know. Bull sneaky okay.
Bull sneaky okay.
They are.
You're right. Bronze medal Wimby. Bruise guy, 16-12-10. It's being called his first career triple-double. But we know it's not because it's against the Pistons. So it's actually 14-10-8. So almost, they were so close, Wimby. Silver medal, Jaylen Brown, 35-11 in a great game. That should have been the national TV game, but we still are pretending the Warriors are a prestige team at this point when they're not. This was a great game. Jaylen has 35-11 in an overtime win over the T-Wolves. The rare silver-gold teammate duo, Tatum, 45-4.
Yeah.
He heard me and Colin say he's not a top-5 player and really stuck it to us. There is the medal stand from last night in the association.
Excellent. Let's talk about the New England Patriots. What's next? A little bit rough. Patriots entering the offseason. We've got the number 3 pick in the draft. We've got the 3rd most cap space. We have the 7th best total defense.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 3rd worst total offense, and we're in 12 one-score games, which, depending on how you want to look at it, I view that as half glass, half full. So, Nick, what do you want to do with my beloved New England Patriots?
Not talk about them anymore after today.
It's not an option.
You're right about that.
I mean, they don't have.
Talk about
them. I'm just like, not for long.
It won't.
No, not for long. They have the least star power of any team in the league.
Okay, I just did. We have the third.
That's
pick
great.
In the draft.
I'm happy for you. And if you draft a quarterback who's awesome, we'll talk about him again in a couple years. But I told you going into this season, there was a date that we were going to stop talking about the Patriots when they were going to be 1-4. And they were 1-4, and then we kept talking about them. But now the last vestige of the dynasty's gone.
Yeah.
So what's next for them is they're in the NFL wilderness. I'm sorry, but they are.
They will not be the Cowboys. That even when they're losing, we're talking about them.
Yeah.
We just won't.
Yeah.
See, I disagree with that, but it's
fair. Why? Really? Now, Vrabel would be a good hire. They might go with Gerard Mayo, and I know I said I wanted, nobody attached to Belichick, but I kind of like him. The more you look into him, he seems like
I bet Mayo
good.
Is the guy. Yeah. Mayo is the closest to Belichick. Vrabel's a half step away from Mayo, and I don't think we're making a clean break.
Well, you don't?
Mayo.
No, that'll be really interesting on WEEI, but not on this show.
No, it's going to be on this show. Maybe tomorrow. Guess who's here? Former New England Patriot great Eric Mangini.
I love Mangini. We're not